One simple subscription and you get back-to-back podcasts from Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. One simple change can make every day epic. And with new Optus prepaid plans, every recharge is epic.
Hello. Hello, podcast.
Hey, welcome back after 2 weeks break. Yay. Hope you enjoyed our best of. We had to chat Gold Logie, obviously, wash up.
Yes.
And Grant's lost it.
Good bit of fun. I haven't lost it. Just currently somewhere, hopefully, at a
right
hotel.
Where is it right at this second, right at this moment? Where is it?
I think in the Sofitel Sydney, in the basement in my bag.
Oh, my God. That is...
I love it and I cherish it dearly. Yeah. And that is not how... This is... It's okay. Fine. It's fine.
Oh, goodness me.
World Cup wash up.
Yeah, a little bit of World Cup. Nude beach... Wandering.
Yeah, shiny knobs. Speaking of Donald Trump in the UK.
Yeah.
All happening, guys. All happening. Welcome back to the pod. We're just tired. Sorry, we're recording this. I've just hit the wall.
Good on you, dude.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
2 minutes past 6 o'clock. Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be back. So good.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, just, you know.
Any news?
Been swinging in a hammock. Just having, you know, got my torn off jean shorts on with my thongs, just with my pina colada in one hand. But you know what?
What was in the other hand?
Mate, just my phone, just checking what was happening around the world because I like to be connected to the universe.
What else was in your hand, idiot?
Palming bloody Gold Logie.
Oh, yeah, there, guys.
Oh, I was just walking up to the bar going, do you mind if I pay with this thing right here?
100%. Can you swipe a Gold Logie?
It is gold.
Yeah, tap that shit.
Oh, God, it's been good.
Yeah, I know.
What an incredible moment. Just quietly, wow, blew my tiny little freaking mind when
tell.
That thing happened. I wasn't expecting it. I was ready to clap little Tracy Grimshaw up on stage. And wow, my name came out. It was...
My God.
Yes. Did you feel guilty at all when you were looking at Tracy as you jogged past her?
Not one little bit.
God, I didn't think so.
Showed a little jaunty little sprint, a little touch on the shoulder as I went past.
So condescending.
Commiseration.
Better luck next year.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Well done, Grant.
Good on you, Grant.
Yeah.
Thanks, good.
That's
thanks,
good.
Guys.
No worries.
Bit on today?
Yeah, bit on. How are you? Did you stay up late?
World Cup.
My husband did the Paris-Roubaix stage of Tour de France and then the World Cup final.
Whoa. It's pretty good. Sport.
It's pretty good. Meanwhile, Wimbledon was on. Give it a rest, Wimbledon. Played at the final on the same day as the World Cup final.
There's a lot of sport
cool
on.
Cool story. Mm. Cool story, Wimbledon. Oh, Novak Djokovic won. There's a shock. One of the three people that wins everything.
Oh, he said it was a comeback, though.
I know, but no one saw it. It was funny.
No one cares.
Poor guy.
How can a nation that loves those two sports so much possibly put them on at the same time?
Because it's Wimbledon going, we don't care about the World Cup.
Oh, we're above the World Cup.
Yeah, we're above the World
also,
Cup.
Also, Wimbledon assuming England won't be in the final.
Correctly.
Yeah.
It's true. Well, heaps on today. Today FM's Beat the Bomb is $200,000 now.
Wow.
Goodness. I found some money on the back of the couch while we're away. Mm-hmm. Sing it out at 7 o'clock. It's going to be big. I've just got to read the sheet on that.
Yeah, what's that one?
I believe it's...
I love it when we come back to surprise competitions.
I think you sing the next line.
Okay.
Be rewarded.
Okay.
I believe that's
Lyrical Gangster with a new name.
Or the all-new Lyrical Gangster.
Amazing.
Yeah, the all-new Lyrical Gangster. We'll call it that. Called
Great.
Sing It Out.
Great.
Let's get started with some stories. Let's warm it up a little with us.
Okay, sorry.
Sydney.
There we go.
Start your engines, brothers.
A couple of little stories that aren't the biggest, but although you guys have been talking off air about the possible fake Melania Trump.
Oh, definitely.
Which I'd never heard of until...
There's a double.
20 seconds ago.
Well,
so you're a believer?
Yeah, I looked at the photos. Remember last year there was one of her, a pair of sunglasses standing to the right of him in a trench coat, different nose. It actually did look like a female impersonator. And then we think fake Melania has come out again in the past few days. So I'm right on this train. Look it up. There's multiple websites dedicated to the double, the Melania double.
Yeah, I've just had a look at it now, Grant. Have you looked at it?
Yeah, I am. Different shaped head.
Everything's different.
Is it possible that he just doesn't know who he's married to, and they just put any sort of accented woman next to him?
Maybe
She is holding his hand a lot more makes me think it maybe is a stand-in.
It's interesting.
There is, though, because the old Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, and Saddam Hussein, remember that they used to have, I think Saddam Hussein had 50 lookalikes that would go around in case he was assassinated, because the brief was tall mustache, out you go, young man. And so okay. I will put these up. That's incredible. If that's true, fake Melania. Is that job on Gumtree?
I'm obsessed with fake Melania. I love
the
fake
idea
Melania.
Of fake Melania.
Yes, yes.
And the idea that out of two people, Trump could look the more realistic is hilarious as well. Oh my God. Little story. I know it's a big day in Wimbledon and World Cup and everything like that, but this is a story about the Penrith Panthers that caught my eye, is that the New South Wales forward and Penrith Panthers star, Regan Campbell-Gillard, big forward guy, 115 kilos normally, was amazing for the Blues in game one. And then he's got his jaw broken, as can happen in NRL. Mm. Sadly, he couldn't chew. So he lost a lot of weight, Grant Nem, because he could only suck through a straw. So he couldn't eat food.
Okay. Oh, and how much weight did he lose?
He lost 8 kilos.
Jeez, half his luck.
Which is, yeah.
That's what I got to do now. Is this the new thing? Wire up my jaw?
And well, that'll affect him a lot on the field.
Well, he can't play because A, broken jaw, and B, he's too light.
Oh, poor him. I really feel for the guy.
So this is what he's done to put the weight back on.
Yeah.
He's gone to a diet consisting almost completely of, now that he can chew a little bit, of KFC's popcorn chicken and mashed potato.
Now he's just taking the piss. Do you know how many women are listening and men who are going to count their calories today?
Yeah.
We're going to have salad for breakfast. Yeah. I've just had tomato soup for breakfast because I put on 8 kilos over the holidays.
I've been living at a buffet.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. His weight jumped onto my ass.
It's so hard when I'm so thin and I have to eat popcorn chicken for breakfast.
So what would you do if you were completely green-lit to just go your hardest?
Tacos.
Like, how would you stack it on?
Tacos.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Mexican food all day.
Hang on, but is that bad for you?
Cheese on everything.
Yeah, man. But Mexican food is essentially beef / chicken, sour cream, cheese, and then various names for the breads that go with it. You always say, what's a quesadilla? Yeah. Well, that's wrapped up with cheese. Okay, well, what's a tortilla? Well, that's wrapped the other way with cheese.
And then Italian as well. Like, you just half the day out, pasta at night, tacos in the morning, you know? I'd go crazy. What would you?
Ed
may never come back. Oh, God.
How's this? So he's invented two things there. He's invented the lose 8 kilos quick, which is break jaw.
Wire up your jaw.
Eat through a syringe.
Some may say just exercise and eat healthy, but if that fails.
Get your jaw smashed, man.
Yeah, sure, mate.
Knowlesy, Shannon Knoll.
Speaking of Sheilas.
He's back. And a little bit more of his.
Well, he didn't feel like one obscene rant was enough. He just felt like he needed to do another obscene rant about said obscene rant, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, as am I. Yeah. And he's lost a gig at a rodeo, so.
And come on. Mount Isa. I mean, if Mount Isa's judging you, times are tough.
There's no bigger, tougher, more manly rodeo in Australia than the Mount Isa rodeo. It's huge. It's enormous. Big. Like, that's a big gig.
He deserved
for him,
it, though.
That's a hard one to lose.
Nah, he deserved to lose it.
Yeah.
He lost his mind.
So, we have a new competition, thanks to Blockers, the film which is now available to own on DVD, Blu-ray and digital. We're going to set a 30-second timer. Mm. And if you're on air with us at the end of that 30-second timer, you're going to win $500.
Why wouldn't you be on air?
Because if you're not being interesting or one of us doesn't love what you're saying, then we're going to say blocked and then we're going to move to the next person. But the way to think of it is 30 seconds is not very long. So if you've got, I don't know, a fact that you know, or if you've got a story that you think is your favourite dinner party story, if you just want to suck up to Grant about the Gold Logie, whatever it is.
You'll get blocked very quickly if you do that.
But you might be the fourth person on, which means that the time just goes off anyway, so you might only have to say three words.
Okay, so we need someone to call up who thinks they can entertain us for 30 seconds and you'll win $500.
Kind of like rapid fire Australia's Got Talent. Almost.
Very much so.
See if you can hold our attention for 30 seconds.
Yeah, but the juggling will be hard to hear. So something audio-based would be great. Mm. Even maybe you're a great singer. I don't know, maybe you're a songbird. 131060, get on the line, get yourself the 500 with Blockers. Today, I think. Okay, this is called Blockers. Now, Blockers, new movie. Well, what's available now? Own DVD, Blu-ray.
Who's in it?
Digital. John Cena, Leslie Mann's her name, Leslie? Leslie Mann, and it's a comedy about kids who have got a pact to lose their virginity on one night and the parents trying to stop them. I saw it the other day. It was a bit of fun.
Good?
Yeah, it's a bit of fun.
Good, okay.
So, we've got a 30-second timer, and if you're on air at the end of the 30-second timer, you win $500. It's as simple as that. We've got no idea what these people are going to say, so we're going to, as soon as I say start the timer, we're going to start talking to someone. Okay, Benny, start that timer. Brittany from St. Helens Park, take it away.
Hey, guys, just letting you know that I'm sitting in traffic right now. I sit in traffic 5 hours, well, pretty much an hour and a half every single day on the way to work. Love my job. Love listening to you every single day.
Blocked.
Jeez, you Adam, guys are harsh.
Adam from Penrith, take it away.
Guys, I've got a whole lot of useless pub trivia for you. Did you guys know that the little dot across the case I or J is called a tittle? The little hard bit on the end of your shoe.
Hey,
you didn't even get the second one out.
but I'll take it anyway, guys.
Mate, congratulations. You've got yourself $500.
Yes.
Well played. Thanks
Beautiful.
To Block. Hang on, what
Thank
was it called?
Thank you so much, guys. Welcome back. What a start to the week. You guys should take all those more often.
Yeah, it didn't.
You've already got the money. You do know that.
I didn't hear it. What's the thing, the plastic bit on the end of a shoelace? What's it called?
It's called an aglet.
I did know that. Aglet. Yeah. Good. Good pub trivia. Good on you,
Can
Adam.
I give a copy of the movie to that poor girl that we blocked early?
You're really harsh. She just loves her job, guys. She's living her best life.
I wanted to give it to her about 2 seconds in. I was over it already. Yeah. She lost me the traffic.
Whoa! Get one gold, Logie.
Hold our attention for crying out loud.
Don't tell me what the traffic is.
Wow,
we all know.
Really
it's terrible. It's always terrible.
Guess who doesn't need your votes anymore, Australia?
Yeah, I'm turned. There's a new me in town. Get ready.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of M, Grant and Ed. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
The game now is what did you accidentally leave behind? And this came to us via our friend in the studio, does all the buttons and everything. That's you hear his voice all the time. Benny, morning, Benny.
Morning.
What did you leave behind, buddy?
I was staying at a hotel room over holidays and noticed that I had some rather hefty toenails.
Mm-hmm.
So I rectified that situation in my bed, my hotel bed, and then I put them beside my bed table to go to sleep and thought,
Hang on, so you're clipping in the bed?
I wasn't clipping. I was just pulling and, you know.
Just reefing.
Yeah. And piled them up on beside my bed and they were hefty toenails.
Oh, yeah, mate.
I thought, in the morning, I will put those in the bin before I leave.
So the cleaning people don't have to
deal with it. Don't have to deal with them.
Good.
Because you don't want that on a bedside.
No, you don't. Nah.
Anyway, I forgot about them entirely. And there's a pile of huge woody nails waiting for whoever came in to clean that room.
No.
So gross.
So terrible.
It does happen.
Yeah.
I'm worried that you go on a list when you do that to a hotel, because they know who stays in what room. And I always worry that the cleaner reports to the hotel that this person left something disgusting behind. And then now every time you check in, you're the toenail guy. He's back.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, okay. So, anyone else left things behind? Brandon, have you accidentally left anything behind?
I've got a gold Logie sitting in a Sydney hotel somewhere.
You've lost the gold Logie?
No, I went straight out to holidays and I just got back in and wasn't going to book it a seat and strap it in next to me on holidays. So I left it in a bag that's in a hotel in Sydney.
What?
Hopefully it's still there.
Oh my gosh, such disdain. You wanted it so badly.
I love it and I cherish it. There is no disdain. This thing's one of the greatest honours of my life.
Surely
one of the
someone could have taken it for you.
No, I've got it locked down with security in the hotel. Hopefully they haven't sold it or put it on eBay.
But when their shift finishes, then it's just a weird bag. Whose bag is this? Oh, I don't know. Why don't we just chuck it in this skip? Yeah, that sounds about right.
I didn't think about it like that. I don't want to take it on holidays with you because it's so heavy because it's gold plated that it would have pushed my luggage allocation over 23 kilo. So
they have a Logie exception? Can't you put it carry on for goodness sake? You actually have to carry it. All right. What have you accidentally left behind? We're in a giving mood. Did you know this? Five, S Club 3 and Girl, GRL and more at the Poptastic tour at Luna Park.
Wait, did S Club lose five members? Didn't they used to be S Club 7?
S Club
4 members?
Yeah.
That's a bit tragic.
Well, but
is that what we're doing now?
Well, yeah.
They're not addressing it. Guys, don't talk about it. We're Narrows Club 3. Don't ask questions.
No. But 5 is there, because 5, I'm assuming, is still 5.
5 people.
Yeah. Well, there's tickets to that. There's tickets to Luna Park.
Jeez, Poptastic sounds good. All right, well, what'd you leave behind? We've had toenails, we've had a Logie. There is a long and large chasm between the two.
It could be at airports too. I left a bag at Heathrow Airport. That was not fun.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
13, 10, 60. You've departed. What have you left behind?
What'd you leave behind?
Yeah.
Because Benny, the guy's in the studio with us, presses the buttons, does all the noises. You left some toenails behind in a
cloven hooves.
Yeah. Hotel room, big gnarly ones.
Yes.
And you put them on, after this, you put them on the side. Sometimes you'll leave something disgusting on your bedside table because it is nighttime. You know, it might be a bit of chewing.
Yeah. Right.
Might be just something you've used. Oh my God. And then you're like, I will get that in the morning so nobody else has to deal with that. But what's going to happen between in the dead of night? And then you just slips your mind. And you leave
I'm glad you made a pile, because I've done the, and I should never have done this. I've looked under the bed, just wondered kind of what sort of, and I've people flick them just around the room randomly when they tear off their nails. So at least you've sort of gone to the effort of creating a little
nice
human
pile
of DNA. Good
right.
on you.
All right. Well, what'd you leave behind on 13, 10, 60? Grant's lost his Logie, so there's another thing.
Haven't lost it. It's
Logie.
Just safely, hopefully, hidden away in a gigantic safe that I would imagine is underneath a hotel in Sydney.
That's not how hotels work.
Oh,
Lawrence in Kellyville. Hello.
I am Grant, and how are you?
Good, darling. What got left behind?
It was actually my wife's ATM card. She actually went to the bank, withdrew some money out, and then we lost that card. Or it wasn't with her, but... and then we had to go looking hours and hours to try to find this card and retracing her steps because I wasn't with her at the time. And you know what? It ended up, because it was so inconvenient, it actually sucked it into the ATM machine.
That's what it does. I've heard this. If you leave your card in, after a while, the ATM goes, that idiot's walked off, and then sucks the card back in. But does it do the same thing with the cash? Does the cash ever, because it's just, the, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you leave
cash in the thing. Cash, does it get sucked back in
yes.
as well? And does that mean
so.
it gets taken to a place where you get reunited, or that's it forever and it gets shredded?
I don't think you get your car back once it's sucked in.
Right.
Oh.
Do you? I don't think so.
Because you know when they started with ATMs, they started having alarms when your money comes out. So many people must have been leaving it. The ATMs now, they go beep, beep, beep. And then on the screen it says, take your cash.
Take your money, idiot.
Yeah.
Rachel in Blacktown, hello.
Hi.
What'd you leave behind, mate?
My son.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But he was only new. Like, you were getting
He was only 6 weeks old. Yeah. He was my child, though.
Oh, fifth child.
Oh, yeah.
I get
Didn't
it.
Even know you had it, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, all right, Grant.
I only got to the end of the street.
Oh, that's fine. I'm more judging what Grant said.
No, I mean, you didn't... I'll forget about it.
Yeah, I would stop talking now. But so, Rachel, you got to the end of the street. That's no harm, no foul. You went back. Everything was fine.
Yeah, he was still asleep when I got home. He was fine.
All's well that ends
He's up. None the wiser.
Now, Ali, our producer, has a story also.
Ali?
Buzz out, Ali.
We were testing our fertility, and there was a sample that you do at home, and then we left it out. I think it was about 6 hours to get it to the clinic. Well, Digby left it out on the surgery. Just happened to be the day the cleaner came up.
He'll be rapt to use his full name because it's such an uncommon name.
That's fantastic. Did they think it was a tip? That's fantastic. Well, you can't win, Ali, but everybody else. Luna Park. Tickets to go to Luna Park. Well done, everybody.
Yay!
6:42. When we come back, it's time to talk Shannon Noel. He's up to 2 expletive laden rants. Shannon Noel.
You know what? For me, my ironic love of Shannon Noel really saved him from most things because he's nosy.
Yeah,
you know, he's got a car. He's got a black shiny car. He wants to go for a drive.
Yeah, so there's a little incident outside, like a
strippers strip on Shannon Noel let me in.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
But then he was at a gig in a Duck Creek, he was on stage, and an audience member pelted a bottle at him.
Nay.
Now, you're going to have a listen to, we've had to beep a lot of it. You probably already heard it, but it has developed as he's gone on another ramp, but we'll get to that. Have a little listen to Shannon reacting to someone pelting a bottle at his head.
Someone have the balls to come up here and not me over there. I mean, yeah, go on in. That's in the toy. Look around, everyone, look around. That's you. Go, pretty boy. You're a maggot. You have some balls who come up here instead of throwing some from there.
Now, I think my most favourite part of that is he was launching into Daryl Braithwaite's horses.
Van kept playing.
So in the background, yes.
Just horses. That was. So I remember reading it after Noel's expletive ridden rant, he then sang Horses by Daryl Braithwaite. Yeah. So
it's that not was too one. Great a contrast in the world, I don't think.
No. Now, obviously he got pulled up for that. And there was some really toxic masculinity on display there. He did threaten to F the man's missus and his mother. So that's where everyone's like, dude, line crossed. So then he was at another event, and he attempted an apology. And I'll have a little listen.
I just want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I understand it's been a tough week to be a Shannon Noel supporter. That's where buddies were. Just want to let you know how much I appreciate it. I want to make one thing clear. I didn't mean any offence to women at all. In saying what I said to that little wanker.
He then went on to say...
I'm reading a quote.
Yeah, would you... I mean, I'll let you take it in your best Shannon Noel voice.
I was just trying to belittle the little prick because no one was doing anything. He then followed up with, I'd like to bash the piss out of the wanker. So there's only one thing for it. That's pretty good.
Well, I was like, Nolsey was in the room. Thank you. That was really good.
It's back in the jungle, Nolsey.
100%.
Nah, back in the jungle, mate.
I was thinking that. This guy needs to go back. Bush.
Back in the jungle, buddy.
What's going on? And you know what the worst part is? He's been sacked from a gig at Mount Isa at the rodeo. Mm. My uncle rides at that. You basically can get out of jail that day and go and compete. Yeah. Like, it is, I mean, it is a family-friendly rodeo, but they are country folk.
But you've been there. Have you? Surely you've done it for Sunrise. Surely.
Yeah,
I've
ridden a steer at the Mount Isa rodeo. Yeah, sure have. And
is it the type of place where people are offended easily, would you say?
No. It's a pretty tough crowd. I fell off, I think, in about 0.8 of a second, and I got pelted with bottles.
Yeah, I just feel like if the Mount Isa radio going, too far.
I know.
Too far. You've offended my sensibility. And Nolsey, you've got to take a good eye. Look at yourself. Mate, that's not okay. And I just feel like it's time. Nolsey needs to now just have a little rest, a little sit down, a little nap in the corner. I think he's...
But didn't you hear the crowd, though? They couldn't care less.
Yeah. They're on side.
Have you read the comments on his Facebook page underneath?
I don't think he's...
They're hysterical.
But I don't think that, you know what I mean? Like, Nolsey lives in the world of
I know, they're fully in support of him.
And thingos. He doesn't...
The comments are like, hey, Cobber, I bet that's not the first thing you've had thrown at your head. Hey, Jimbo, like, it's full Aussie slang. His fans are out there. Don't worry about that.
Nolsey! Where is he appearing next?
Pull it in, Nolsey. Oh, maybe him and Timmy. Maybe he could go accompany Timmy Trumpet. He might need a little holiday
in Slovenia.
Maybe a little holiday. They'd love him there in the Eastern European bloc, wouldn't they?
Oh, I think he'd go all right.
Yeah,
some former republics.
Now listen.
Today FM's Sing It Out, Sydney.
Sing a simple melody. Yeah,
It's pretty simple. It's right on 7 o'clock. We play a little bit of a song, and if you can sing the next line, then you win yourself $1,000.
Yes.
And this morning we say hello to...
Matilda in Engadine.
Hello.
Are you a good singer, Matilda? Do you love it?
No, I'm a terrible singer.
Good. Oh,
this will be fun.
You're going to nail this one. All you got to do is sing the next line, and you're going to get $1,000.
Okay.
All right, Matilda, here we go. Listen closely, and then when it stops, you keep singing. Here we go.
Yeah, I want to dance with somebody who loves me.
Let's check the tape.
Oh, my God.
That's $1,000, Matilda.
How easy is that?
How easy was that?
Well
so
done.
Good.
And you were perfectly in tune, and you also waited the correct amount of beats.
Yeah. Very good. Tapping along in time. Great job.
One of my favourites.
Good on you, mate.
Well played, Matilda. We're playing every morning at 7 o'clock. It is that easy to get yourself $1,000 with Sing It Out. World Cup's finished, guys. I know it's devastating.
You must be a broken man right now because you've powered through, the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's 4 weeks.
Like this? Unbelievable. Day and night. You've put in the yards, man.
Were you expecting France to win?
Yes. They were before the tournament, I said probably Brazil or France. Mm. And let's look, take a credit. It was because of us that they changed their system. We had in our soccer show, Santo Samonet's Cup Fever, it's on the ABC. We spoke to a Socceroos striker, Andrew Naboot, and I said to him, after we played them, they changed. He said, yes. So Australia, congratulations, we won the World Cup.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's interesting. Nice. Yeah. Destination you've ended up at.
If we didn't do what we did, then they wouldn't have won. So
wow, okay.
They should be thanking us.
Sure.
They should be carrying same us thing. Aloft.
Same. Yeah, we've won.
High scoring final too, mate. That's always good for you guys. That one for the history books this World Cup.
Oh, it's been wonderful. It's been such a good World Cup. But in Russia, and people were worried about going to Russia, but everyone, all my mates that were there and journalists I've been speaking to said it's been absolutely fine and that security's been nowhere near as tight as they thought. Mm. Russians have been able to go out and have fun in the streets, which they're not normally allowed to do. Yeah. And I think that ended.
As I say, the poor Russians go back to just being cold and not smiling at each other.
It's today. Today.
Is it true in Russia you can't smile at someone? Because it means...
They just don't do it very much.
Okay.
I don't know if it's not allowed, but
it was a threatening thing if you smiled at someone like you were planning on offing them around the corner.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. I could have made that up. Could be a Bond plotline. I'm not
just
sure.
Say.
I'll look it up.
France, the 19-year-old kid Mbappe, who won, you know, player of the tournament, et cetera, he's worth 250 million euros. So he's 19 years old. Let's not forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Spare a thought for Neymar. Went into the tournament. The Brazilian guy is the second best player, or whatever, third best player in the world. Now he's a meme because he dives too much. So he's had a shocking tournament.
I've seen those,
He's over the hill at 26. Welcome to soccer, everybody. He's over the hill at 26 years old.
Mm.
The English team was fined $50,000 for having the wrong socks.
Well, didn't they have a tournament? They didn't bring it home, did they?
It's not coming home.
It's not coming home.
$50,000 for having the wrong socks.
That's nothing.
The fashion police, because they cut their socks at the bottom. Here's a funny thing: all the technology in the world goes into these soccer jerseys and stuff, and I fall for it every time. And the socks that they were wearing were too tight, and so their calves are too big. So they were cutting holes in their socks so that their calves could breathe, so they didn't get sore calves.
And they got fined
$50,000
from having massive calves.
Yeah,
I understand. I can't get boots to get over my calves, so I understand that.
You cop a fine too.
I get it.
You wore those
it.
On the field, and then in the final. So this is this is Putin's showpiece. It's been all about him. Mm. You know, the dignitaries in the crowd. This is him saying, they call it soft diplomacy. Him saying to the world, look, Russia's safe.
It's friendly. Fine.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Everything's cool here.
Yeah.
And that band Pussy Riot that hates him, they're a punk band, mm-hmm, and they get arrested and sometimes they get a little bit of rough treatment if they're caught on the streets.
Mm.
Some of their supporters got onto the field dressed as police.
Yes.
Wow. In Russia.
So brave.
Russian.
So they impersonated Russian police officers.
There's charge one.
They've
got not only into the stadium, Grant, but they've gotten on the field.
Amazing.
And run around before they were tackled. Now,
hope they've checked on the location of their family members.
Yeah.
Should we use their Find My Phone just to see where they are right now?
Does it work in basements, Find My Phone? Does it work in World War II era bunkers?
Oh, my Lord.
So that's the one to look out for. Some Croatians were paying up to $4,000 for a ticket to the final.
It's a big deal. They're only a nation of 4 million.
Yeah. They did so well too.
It'd be going off in France right now, wouldn't it? God, that celebrations are going to last forever.
Oh yeah, we were looking at Paris before. It was crazy.
Are people just like smashing windscreens with baguettes over there at the moment, just turning cars over?
Yeah, because that's what they do.
That's what they do. Hey mate, I was in a French province, you know, last holidays, and they do eat a lot of baguettes.
Do they eat a lot of Yoplait too, mate?
They're flicking it at each other, going, "Yeah, greatest time of our lives. Yep. Have some Yoplait."
Heard it here first. Baguettes through the windows, people. Still, the Grant worked out from the World Cup.
Got stuff to do but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Now, we've just obviously had a lovely 2 weeks off.
Yes, ma'am.
You stayed home and watched the soccer?
Yep.
And, Grant, you went to...
Mauritius.
I went to Nusa. And
love Noosa. What
I love Noosa.
Joint.
Well, we're in Sunshine Beach, which is kind of underneath Noosa, about 5 minutes drive. And we were doing a lot of hiking through the national park because we're wild and crazy kids. But we did, Scotty and I, we went hiking one morning without the children, and we came up over, we'd walked for 5Ks to this, the beautiful national park there in Noosa, and we came down the beach. And as I came down the beach, I came face to face with a very tanned knob.
Oh.
Because we'd
stumbled. You're not talking about like a rocky outcrop.
No.
Are you, like a coastal.
No, it was just like, it was a nude beach. Now.
Oh.
So Scotty and I, Scotty goes, now the beach we're going to come out on used to be a nude beach, but not anymore.
Used to be.
Apparently a very well known nude beach. But as we literally came over the rise, and it's not often you can say in the presence of your husband, yours is not the first penis I've seen today.
Yes, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm looking there and I said, Scotty, that guy. He goes, well, at least it's tanned. And it was the most tanned penis I've ever seen in my life.
How old was the person?
Like 45. Not even old. You know how sometimes you there was a really old lady out there swimming, just baps akimbo. It was amazing.
Because it never usually ends up being the kind of bodies that you kind of would imagine or hope would be at a nudist beach. Normally they're.
Oh, this guy was pretty fit. Like,
oh,
he was
good.
A fit foot. Yeah, like a weird little, he kind of looked like a pirate. And, and so.
Just washed ashore.
The strange thing was, as he was doing some stretches, like he was really making sure everyone knew he was nude, right?
Yeah.
Bent over, all sorts of things, lots of yoga.
Of course he was.
But then there was this group of ladies who were obviously training for some sort of trail. They had the ski poles, you know, they're coming up the beach with the ski pole. Fully dressed. And then you got tanned knob. No, they were fully dressed. Tanned knobs there doing his exercises. Then a young girl was jogging along the beach with the dog. And then there was another nude. It was just like, it was mind-blowing. Whoa, I know.
So it was completely accidental. Like, he hasn't sort of wandered you off. Oh, let's look at this little beautiful little beach around here. Wink, wink.
Scott.
Nah.
We were laughing, going, this used to be a nude beach and not anymore. And then all of a sudden it was just shiny knob. And then there was people who were clothed, and it was the most strange juxtaposition. It was like 9 a.m. It wasn't even
he's down there early.
He was really down there, and he was not covering up in any way. And I just.
Which is Lady Jane. I used to live near Lady Jane. Lady Jane Nude Beach.
And where's that? South
Head? Near Watson's Bay.
Yeah.
And so the idea was, as a teenager, was to.
Oh, tell me, before the internet.
Yeah, just get down there, see what's up.
Were you nude as a teenager?
No.
How did you not look creepy?
Well, because you're in the bushes.
Yeah, the eye holes cut out of the newspaper.
I've got a bum bag on and a Dallas Cowboys hat.
I had the trench coat. That was hot.
I'm in the bushes. But you would never see, it was never, like Grant said, it's you'd be like, here we go. This is going to, they must be doing new model day. This is it. I can't wait.
And then it's some National Geographic, nipples at the knees, grey.
Yeah. It looked like people.
Hair.
It looked like people lived at the beach.
Amazing.
And had their clothes had just disintegrated.
Don't you hope to get to that age where you can just take your
Yeah,
up the beach. And, like, that's my goal in life is to get to
people.
That I am old and, like, with the swimming pool, they are the most nude in the change rooms. They do not care. Gravity has had its way and they've completely yielded.
Because I'm not so sure, like, you're stunned that you've stumbled across this nude beach, but I'm not so sure that he's not in on this because didn't you say he's quite talented, isn't
he?
Your husband. Yeah.
How did we end up at my Scotty?
He's doing okay.
My husband's large dong. How do we
get
there?
Was it just, you sure there weren't just like two footprints with one just large line dragged along the middle in the sand?
What's wrong with you?
Nice, man.
What the hell?
I'm just
telling a nice story.
Showing off his assets, just letting the world know what he's got going on, how lucky you are.
Scott did not get nude. He did not get nude.
It's good to know.
What the hell, man? I don't even know where to go now.
It's good to know.
I'm going to get a text message. Why are you talking about my penis again? I've already been told off once.
The whole world should know, man. And they do now.
Okay. My sheet says 131060, call now to talk Ed out of having another baby.
Yes, please.
So you want people to call and tell you why you should not have another child.
Now. The key is now.
Why? So
perhaps if you've got children that are close together in age, then please call 131060 because...
He's still got a little baby now.
He's 10 months old.
What do you mean it's time for a trade-in?
Are you growing older? Tired of him already?
No, quite the opposite. He's so sweet and cute. And we went to breakfast with two of Tiff's friends who have a baby. And their baby is 3.5 months old.
Little.
little. And
so cute.
Yeah.
And the smell.
That's the smell.
Oh, the smell of the new babies.
That would have just turned on a whole sort of new hormones again.
We were already clucky as it was. And then because we're loving our son, he's a good boy. Tiff's doing such a great job. And then this other little one came along. And Tiff was holding her and sniffing her.
You could hear it over his.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And then I was sort of playing with Arnie while Tiff sort of played with this other baby. And there was this moment where the little baby looked at Arnie and Arnie looked at little baby and Arnie just sort of reached out and put his hand her leg.
Like the blessed.
That's all Tiff needs to get pregnant, really.
Yeah. And then Arnie looked at, Tiff was holding the other little baby. And then Arnie sort of reached up and grabbed the back of Tiff's jacket. Like, here I am. I'm here too, Mum. Yeah, it was so cute. Aww. And I was like, all right, that's it. And then I said, come on, Tiff. This is ridiculous. He's getting on a bit. He needs siblings.
He's 10 months. So are you like,
she's,
but why don't you want it?
Well, she's got a bit of travel coming up for work. Mm. And then we're just like, no, because Tiff's got another friend that did that. Okay. Exact same thing happened. They got pregnant again very quickly. Mm. And this person exists only in frantic text messages to Tiff.
Can I tell you, if you have two children close together, that is the key word. You're just existing, not living. Mm-hmm. You are getting through two sets of nappies, extensive dinner time and bath time routine. Mm. It's just about survival.
But isn't it that if you're already doing it, like you're
you may as well add another one?
Yeah, the other argument is, well, certainly my mother-in-law's argument is that if you've got...
What, if you're already in hell, why not add the seventh circle?
Yeah, if you've got one, then the other one, yeah, sure, it's hard, but... You're already doing those things. You've already got nappies. You've got the change table. Yeah. If you have it older, then those things go away and then you have to bring them back and then you're dealing with two people in two different stages of life.
And then you're like only prolonging the hard stuff. You're doubling the amount of time in which you're dealing with nappies.
Years between mine, as did you almost.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, exactly.
And I love it because I got to enjoy them. I got to enjoy them rather endure them. Okay. Do you know what I mean? True. I think you start to resent them after
you get
for
to
what
cherish.
I've observed.
Okay. You cherish and enjoy the little details that would otherwise be missed. When you're just in chaos. And then you get to celebrate their own individuality that you wouldn't otherwise do if you're too close together. I feel three is the threshold for stress because the universe only gave you two arms. So if you've got three, that means one's on the loose.
I do know a family that had a single child, then they got pregnant again and they had twins, and then they got pregnant again and had triplets.
No.
And they're loving it.
No.
Really?
Loving it.
No.
Loving it.
Well, how many children is that?
Six. So, 13, 10, 60. Is it time? He's 10 months old. I'll go either way here.
You know what I say?
He's not a car.
You know what I say?
Still not high in mileage.
Get pregnant.
Come on. 13, 10, 60. Is it time? He's 10 months old.
Yes, it's time.
If you got them close together.
He'll be moving out next year.
But what if you got siblings? Maybe you're grown up and you've got siblings that are very close in age and you're loving every second of it.
My sister and I are close in age. We're not particularly close.
Well, yeah. All right. Well,
some say the closer together, the more conflict because you're too similar.
Well, let's see.
Okay. 13, 10, 60. Come on.
Talk him out of it.
He's 10 months old. Is it time for another baby or not? 13, 10, 60. I could do with some help.
You want to be talked out of having another baby because you guys were with some friends yesterday that have a 3-month-old. Your child is long in the tooth at 10 months.
10 years old. Old bloke.
I mean, he's gonna have his life of his own soon, have his own family.
Yep, he's yesterday's news.
You're ready for a new one. And you want to be talked out of it, though.
After having the discussion, I'm now more on the fence than I was, and I'm looking for advice. And here's Vanessa from Penrith. Vanessa, two kids really close together. Should I do it?
No, you should not. You should wait till your child has hit the toddler age and then experience what it's like to have a toddler. Then you will consider waiting a few years. All I can say to you is that they grow up. And having two grown up next to each other, it is absolutely chaos. I'm young myself. I've got two kids. They're 2 years apart. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually considering going back to work just to get away from them. Which is me. They're good source. They are. I don't regret them at all. But they do get a lot, especially with two.
I get it.
Thank you,
Vanessa. I think you're right. Ed hasn't even got to the busy period yet.
Yeah, we were saying
that. Too early to call.
Ed's still in the honeymoon period with his child. He hasn't thought about returning him yet.
No.
Where they're at 2.5 and they've thrown the food on the floor that they haven't even tasted because it's not green, then you do think about returning them to the store.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Kathy from Menai, what do you reckon? Should we go another one? Kathy? Kathy's too busy with her own kids. Okay. All right, we'll come back over. Stacey from Penrith.
Hello.
Penrith. Yes, I'm thinking about, he's 10 months old. We're thinking perhaps another one. It's a good idea.
Terrible idea. I have two under two and it was a trap.
A trap? Tell me about the trap.
Don't get me wrong, they're fabulous and I love them to pieces. But my daughter was 20 months old when I had my son. And oh my God, they're good kids, but it was a trap. It is hard work.
So you're feeling like your daughter lulled you into a false sense of security. Mm-hmm. You were like, this is amazing. I need to have another one straight away. And then you did, and you regret it. I mean, you love them, but you wish you'd waited.
I don't regret it, but it is hard work. You don't know how hard it was. I would have been like, let's put up a little bit longer.
Yeah, just wait a bit. Okay. Thanks.
And that is so true. If you get a really good first one, you feel confident about going into having another one. The problem is the universe doesn't normally work that way. If your first one is a ripper, that means the second one is probably going to be hard work.
Going to be scout Denya.
Your second one's scout Denya.
Scout Denya. Kathy's back. There she is. Kathy from Met. Hello, Kathy. Yes. Kathy, should we do it?
Yeah, do it. I have 2.5 years between my three.
Oof. So there's 14,
I know, stupid at the time. 14 months between the first two and 18 months for the second two. But you know what? I wouldn't change it. Yeah. You see them go through everything together. They are so close. And we're out of nappies now.
Yep, exactly. You're done, Kath. Now, Kath, how many hours sleep a night do you get?
Oh, you know what? We're sleeping through the night. Whoa. We've done it. Wow. We've cracked
it. That's good. Congratulations.
Are you, hang on, Kathy. Are you my mother-in-law putting on a voice? Yeah. Jeanette, is that you? I've heard all of these arguments before. I didn't 60, 70% of people say don't do it, but I might keep Kathy's number. That was
inspiring.
Yeah.
God. He's got the glint in his eye, doesn't he?
It's been interesting.
I don't know what's happening this afternoon.
If you're not up for this, I'd be very careful.
I'll find someone else. Kathy's good to go. Kathy will go again. No worries.
Okay.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click.
Kylie Jenner, only $100 million off becoming a billionaire, guys. I mean, we really need to get this happen for this poor person.
So that's her own money. That is not Kardashian Collective. This is her cash.
Yeah, so Forbes, obviously, we're focusing on America's female billionaires, and Kylie was the cover woman. And at 21, and this is the controversial part, is set to become the youngest ever self-made billionaire. And people were quick to point out she's not self-made. She was born into a rich and famous family.
Yeah, do they mean selfie-made?
Good. I think that must be what they mean. Anyway, some industrious person has picked up on the fact that she's $900 million worth. And she needs another $100 million, so they've set up a GoFundMe page.
Great.
Oh, good. Good idea. Let's get her there.
Yeah. It is the fundraiser's description is, I don't want to live in a world where Kylie Jenner doesn't have $1 billion.
Same.
We must raise $100 million to help her get to $1 billion. Please spread the word. This is extremely important.
How much?
So important.
$435 has been raised so far.
So far, so good. We're on our way.
Well, mate, every dollar counts.
Yes.
Sacha Baron Cohen has got a special that has obviously dropped and he's making huge waves on Stan. It's called Who is America? And basically, over the last year, he has been in various disguises interviewing US politicians and lobbyists.
Okay.
And doing what he does.
Yeah, gets them to say stuff.
On the fine line of he's on their side.
Yeah.
Or isn't he? Now, the episode that has come through on Sunday had him interviewing, obviously, former gum lobbyists and congressmen, and he got several of them to agree to a program called Kindergardians, which would train toddlers how to use firearms.
Right.
Now, he is dressed up as Eran Morad, an Israeli anti-terrorism expert. And here you're going to hear, this is legit. These are legit members from the House of Reps, members of Congress. He convinced them to get on board with this program.
I support the Kinder Guardians program. We in America would be wise to implement it too. It's something that we should think about in America, about putting guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens, good guys, whether they be teachers or whether they actually be talented children or highly trained preschoolers.
A three-year-old cannot defend itself from an assault rifle by throwing a Hello Kitty pencil case at it. Our founding fathers did not put an age limit on the Second Amendment.
This is terrifying. These people are lawmakers.
Well, but it'll never, no matter what happens, it'll never beat the nude wrestling in the Borat.
That's true.
With the fat guy. It'll never, nothing will ever beat that.
But look, each week an episode will stream. And finally, Bruce Willis, the Comedy Central roast of Bruce Willis.
Oh, wow.
Will be coming out on July 29th. And the guest of honour is his ex-wife, Demi Moore.
Oh, that's fun.
Now, they've released some of the jabs, and Moore has joked, after our divorce, he said he considered the end of our marriage his biggest failure. But Bruce, don't be so hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. You've had much bigger failures. Yeah. I mean, Planet Hollywood, yes. Hudson Hawk,
yes.
Striking Distance,
yes.
Turning down Clooney's role in Ocean's 11.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
To focus on playing the harmonica. Is what she said.
Whoa.
Yes.
Didn't know that.
No, well, exactly. People wonder why our marriage came to an end, and in all honesty, I think it was because some jealousy started to creep in. Bruce never got over the fact that I rocked the bald look better than he did.
Ah, that's good.
Danny Demi. So that's coming out July 29 on Comedy Central.
You can enjoy Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Today FM's $200,000.
Beat the bomb.
Beat the bomb.
Now $200,000 beat the bomb. Whoa. We are playing at 3 minutes past eight. You know how it works. The bomb's loaded. You say stop. You win the money. If it goes off, you don't. And this morning we say hello to Casey in Oran Park.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You're the first person to play our $200,000 Beat the Bomb.
Oh,
Casey,
wow,
are you going to go hard? Are you going to go hard this morning?
Hopefully. I'm really nervous.
All right.
Okay, here we go. I've explained the rules, so it all makes sense. You ready to light the fuse?
Yes, light the fuse, please. Okay,
if that bomb goes off, I'm sorry, you do get nothing. So let's...
Okay.
You got to yell
no
stop.
Problem.
Let's light that fuse.
$400, $750, $980, $1,100, $1,310. $1,430, $1,500.
Stop!
She's $1,500, Casey.
I would have gone harder. I would have.
Would you?
Yeah, I would have gone to like, I don't know, five. I was feeling confident because it's our first day and Jace wants to make a good impression. Let's hear.
Okay.
Let's hear. All right, let's hear.
Oh! Hey, Casey. Congratulations.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
So glad you didn't give that advice before she started.
Yeah.
I would not.
Today, 104.1's Today FM is the home of the $200,000 Beat the Bomb. Keep it on us. Another chance to win big cash. Well played, Casey. Nah, she's gone. Excellent work. Yeah. All right. Grant Denyer, you've come back from a holiday.
Mm-hmm. And, I could have a little break.
You've witnessed some poor behaviour.
Which can happen. You know, people lose their minds on holidays. Yep. They just want to live their best life. There's two very distinct people. There's Holiday M and Home M. Mm.
So you are a different person when you go on a break, yeah?
Oh, mate, I cook. You know, I'm a pleasant person to be around.
Oh, that's unusual.
You know, yeah, I know, right?
That's a joke,
I see
by the way.
You. Don't apologise for your stab. I take them at you all the time and I encourage it.
I feel like this might be a bit hard for day one.
Please, stab away. What did you see?
Well, see, normally I'm about this time, you know, I might be in the same board shorts for about, you know, 5 days straight, haven't changed.
Didn't have
them.
A shave, sweet I saw that.
Deal. Haven't had a shave. I'm six mimosas in normally by about 7 a.m. Right. Yes. You know, hardcore GD comes out.
I love it.
But we were in the buffet when we witnessed something that was like, wow, people just do go nuts on holidays and they forget normal rules apply. Mm. Like we were around and there was a little girl just waiting for her bacon to be cooked. She was only four. She held her plate up and the chef sort of popped it on her plate. She's tilted the plate back and it's, the bacon's fallen on like her bicep area of her little tiny arm.
Ouch, that would have been burning.
Scalding. Boiling hot oil was on there and she screamed immediately and no one was doing anything. Everyone was just sort of staring around. Her mum didn't even turn her head and she was standing right next to her. Shizzy's run from the other side of the buffet kind of to flick at least the hot bacon on because she could hear like the skin bubbling. Oh, like she could hear it burning.
Oh.
And she'd had a little third degree burn on her arm and like her mum didn't even care. And Shezzy's gone, you're going to have to like take her to the hospital or at least, you know, up to the medical center. First aid, something. She goes, well, me egg hasn't even boiled yet. I'm still waiting for me egg.
Yeah.
She didn't even have concern for the health of her own child. She put the buffet before her own little creature that she brought onto the face of the planet. It was outrageous. And Shezzy had to take her.
What? Shezzy took her?
Yeah, Shezzy helped her out.
Shizzy took her to the first table. Her mum cooked her eggs.
Yeah, exactly right.
And what
did
she say when Shizzy brought her child back and she had a bandage on her arm? Mm. What did the woman say?
Oh yeah, thanks for your help with that. Yeah, she's all right.
Wow.
And that was it. And look, she had that.
She really wanted her buffet.
She had it on for 5 days. That's how bad the burn was on her little arm. She couldn't go in the water because she'd lost skin and it was,
that's a fun holiday story. Bad.
Holidays bring out the worst in people.
You do see people doing
just stuff they wouldn't normally do.
Yeah.
Rules out the window.
Poor behaviour on holiday. If you've witnessed some, you can job in your own, not as, maybe it's not as drastic as the bacon burning incident, but just poor behaviour that you've witnessed on a holiday. And to reward you today, it's Belinda Carlisle's Runaway Horses 30th Anniversary Tour.
Yes, it is.
Enmore Theatre 23rd. Feb actually coming up. So tickets from abstractentertainment.net. But if you've got a good bad behaviour on a holiday story, you're going to get yourself to go see Belinda Carlisle. 13 1060. What bad behaviour?
Maybe you got arrested.
Ooh.
Can happen.
Have
you just gone rules nuts you don't even on
realize. No, sometimes there's rules you're breaking, you don't realise you're breaking them.
13 1060. What bad behaviour have you witnessed / taken part in while you've been on holiday? On 13 1060, have you seen some poor behaviour on holiday, or have you even taken part in some? Grant Denny and his wife had to basically rescue a kid
from burning bacon.
A 4-year-old.
Do you know what I do when I'm on holidays in a hotel room? I don't clean. If it's just me in a hotel room, I live like a pig. There's clothes everywhere. I leave my makeup over the bench. I let room service pile up. I'm like an animal. If it's just me in a hotel room, I don't know what comes over me. I'm quite clean normally. But if it's me in a hotel room, oh my God, it looks like it's been ransacked by, and I don't let housekeeping in, you know. I always put the don't disturb sign on.
Oh, so they don't have to come in and witness
it? I don't want them to see my shame. Oh. So like I've gone up to 5 days with no housekeeping, with sign on. I know, they probably think I'm dead. I mean, if they walked in and smelled it, they would think that also.
Yeah. Like when they come and knock on the door and they go, would you like at least just a turn down service or some fresh clouds?
Straight away.
Go away!
I'd love to talk to someone who works in a hotel at some point about what are the alert signs for them? What are the signs for them that they need to that they would go, all right, we're going into that room. How many days? Yeah. What are the noises?
Actually, that's really good intel for someone like me.
I'd like to know that. Actually, we should do it another day. If someone gets some hotel insiders.
If you're in a good hotel, though, and you've left it in a pigsty, sometimes they'll come in and they'll even fold your clothes for you and put them away. Like, you don't want to
fold your clothes?
No. Yeah. Don't touch my clothes.
You haven't had that?
Leave them on the ground.
Wow. Yeah,
let me live like a teenager one more time.
So, Christy from Camden, was this you or did you see some bad behaviour?
Yeah, I went on a weekend away to the Hunter Valley and we were having a lovely buffet breakfast. Went up, ordered my coffee from the coffee station. Have a specific coffee, half-strength latte. And a gentleman walks up beside me and they call Christy. And this gentleman goes, yep, that's me. And he takes my latte. And I'm like, you did not
just Christy. Take my caffeine.
He's a crazy what? Fake Christy.
Not even trying there.
Yes, I'm Christy.
Like, not even trying.
He would have taken anything.
Yes, just take my caffeine.
He would have taken anything, though. If they said, Christy, here's your methadone, he would have been like, yeah, I'm Christy. He's that's his go. And now, is this, hang on a second, is this Rob Palmer? Is this the Rob Palmer from Better Homes and Gardens?
Terry, g'day, folks.
Hello, guys.
Oh, Rob. Wow. Robbie, what have you done?
Effervescent Rob Palmer.
I had a little new DIY disaster with my daughter. We're on a family trip up the halfway, just a little theme park halfway between Sydney and Queensland. I won't name it. They used to grow bananas there.
Oh, yes. But,
there were some kids, you know, the kids, back when theme parks couldn't kill people. Yes. Anyway, we were waiting for this ride. You know, the luge? Those things that go down on those metal tracks.
Oh, really yes.
And you got to really hold on. Anyway, my daughter was about 10 years old. You had to be 16 to ride. We had no shoes. And she's gone, I want to ride that day. I went, yeah, sure. Anyway, so we went up there. And then we realised when we got to the front of the queue that you had to be a certain age. And my daughter just lied, said, yeah, I'm 16. And the guy goes, yeah, sure. And I thought, what could go wrong? And so I jumped on the luge myself. I went first. I thought I'd better test it. We went up. These things are lethal. I went around the corner, put the brake on just to stop myself being thrown out the side of the thing, and then realised, oh, my God, my 10-year-old's two cars behind me, and I've not told her how to ride it. It was the most nervous 5 minutes of my life waiting for her to get to the bottom to see whether she'd be bawling or laughing and being full of joy. But it turned out she was safe, thank goodness. Yeah.
That's it. What a lovely end of that story.
But and I love go, Rob's like, yeah, we're on holidays. Fine, love. Just do it.
You can find Rob Palmer. He's got his own DIY YouTube channel. I don't know if he has any luge tips, but they're there. Well played,
Better
everybody.
Thank you. Donald Trump is on tour in the UK.
Yeah.
And he's first of all visited the Queen.
Yes.
But we'll get to that visit. I do want to quickly touch on the fact that he has been in Scotland, though. And my favourite thing at the moment is to read Scottish protest signs because the Scots obviously have their own language. I don't know, it's their own way. I mean, when you read the signs, you can't help but sound Scottish.
Mm.
Like this one. Trump, ye orange iris is oot the windy. So, yeah. Out is written OOT and window is written WINDAE. Mm. This one, your ma was an immigrant, your tangerine roaster.
Tangerine roaster is a. I'm really going to have to look that one up. What's a roaster?
I don't know what that one is. This was my favourite one. Dear Donald, I'm gonna shite in your kettle.
That's a good one.
And this one, ach, away and bail your head, you greet me, the Burke.
I got Burke. I think Burke's an insult.
I think it is. But I love that the Scots have just come out and the big. Have you seen the giant floaty?
The big baby one.
Yeah, baby Trump. That was the one that they had to go to the council get approval for. I believe
and they got the approval.
Yeah, and they got 10,000. There was crowdfunded as well. I believe that one.
Yes,
so that one's on tour.
Much like Kylie Jenner's.
Get me to a billionaire.
Get to a billion. There was a chant to go along with baby
can
Trump.
We play this?
Can we play the chant?
There you go.
Now the word, that's being chanted. Pink, amazing. Pink, who is currently in Australia, even tweeted that video. But my favourite thing was his visit with the Queen. That was my favourite thing. Okay, so in stark contrast to Barack Obama's visit in 2016. So basically, Trump and fake Melania were obviously Melania has a standing, guys, and I'm obsessed with fake Melania.
That is interesting.
There are two Melanias, the real one who will not even look at him, and then the fake one who will touch his hand. Okay, that's how we tell the difference. We've decided. But they turned up to have afternoon tea with the Queen that lasted less than an hour. Only the Queen turned up because we're now being told the Prince Charles and Prince William flat out refused to go with her. So they've gone, sorry, Nana, bag's not me. Queens had to rock up and do her duty. It lasted less than an hour. But when Barack Obama was there, they had a red carpet banquet and him and Michelle stayed the night at Buckingham Palace.
That's favouritism.
Total
favouritism.
And every member of the royal family came. They had to knock people back. Fergie couldn't get in. Everyone wanted to meet Barack. It was like a rock star. With Trump, she couldn't get a date. The Queen could not convince one
person.
Beatrice was like, no, I'm not coming.
That's a shame.
Nah, it's funny.
Don't people want to meet Melania?
But it's not
whichever
her.
One it is.
It's like Melania.
Whichever one
it is. I'm not even going to get to meet the real Melania. I'm not going to go.
It's tough. It's tough out there for a president. Before we went away, Grant, you won a couple of trophies.
Couple of trophies, yes. I think a lot thanks to you guys as well. We had a lot of fun in the run up to the Logies.
Was it thanks to us?
Yes, it was. I think so.
Don't remember hearing that in the speech. I remember hearing you thank Tom Gleeson. But I don't remember you thanking the people gave a month, the producers that got T-shirts made. I don't remember that part. Did that get edited out?
Did you remember sending me a text that night?
I did. I sent you a text saying, don't thank us or Gleeson.
Yes.
Thank your wife.
thank your wife.
Yes.
Now, did you thank your wife? Should we check the tape?
I think I did. I hope I did.
Should we check the tape?
My beautiful wife, Shezzy. Oh, my God. We did it, Dallas. We bloody did it. Holy crap. I owe this to you. We are an incredible team, and you've been there by my side through the best and the worst, and we've had some down times, but we've had some great times, and I want you to share in this moment because this is yours as much as it is mine.
Oh, mate. Yeah, we were texting the night before, and you were like, Em, I might have to give a speech. And I'm like, I know, babe. And then I'm like, don't worry about thanking us or Tom. And then when you thank Tom, I'm like, oh, well, he'll probably thank us. And then you did.
Oh, I know. I felt terrible afterwards because they were like, they do this thing where before it happens, I kind of go, look, you know, what would you do if it happened? And they must be trying to figure out, like the organisers of the event. I assume the telecast.
People with clipboards and the ear tuxes, but they've also got headpieces. They're wording you up without wording you up.
And they're obviously, and I wasn't cottoning on to this because I didn't think I was at any chance at all. So clearly they're trying to ask me and they said, oh, look, you know, Tom's here. So like, if obviously something happened, you probably should say something about Tom. And clearly they were just trying to organize shots.
Oh.
So they've planted a seed in my head. And then I had your text saying, don't thank us.
No.
And then I didn't know what to do. And I got all wrapped up in emotion and I lost kind of control of it all. And
that's fine,
I thought, there was a camera on him. So I thought, I think I'm going to have to say something about him. He's down there. Hi. Thanks for the heart chat.
Okay.
And then I went into my wife and then I'm so sorry.
I told you not to do it. So I was just revving you up, you know, just having a shot.
Oh, but it was, I'd be lying if I say it wasn't one of the most incredible experiences of my life.
Of course.
It really was. And I'm so glad.
That's huge.
You guys kind of said to me, we had that little practice run through speech, the day before, you know, on the Friday, just in case, you know, we didn't get the chance to stand up there. And it was funny. I thought, you know what, I'll just write something that's a bit of fun and we'll have a good giggle and we'll enjoy the last couple of weeks of work that everyone has put in, which has been incredible. And it was like, Em, you told me, you know what, TV does mean something to you. So why don't you kind of have a little think about what it does mean to you? And I'm so glad you said that because a whole amount of stuff came flooding out of me that I really wasn't expecting over those few days and you inspired that.
Well, that's the thing. Thanks, honey. Well, the thing is with you, you're a very genuine person. And I think people sometimes write you off as this, you know, smiley, big, white-teethed, cheesy, friendly guy, whereas you actually have a lot of depth. And I thought that that would be your opportunity to kind of show that and that you actually love TV, whereas some people have won Gold Luggies in the past because they're just popular. You're a TV nerd. You actually love it. And you met your wife because of TV and you came out of your depression because of TV. So I guess that's why I kind of bullied you into that.
No, inspired is the right idea.
Thank you for being kind because I was quite terse with you when I told you.
I would never have had the courage to probably go there, I don't think, unless you sort of, you know, you gave me that lead and that kind of inspired me to kind of think about it, which I really hadn't thought about it seriously or properly before that.
But you still got some jokes in, didn't you, mate? You still couldn't help yourself. I mean, the opening angry redhead was good. That was some good gear. Who wrote that for you? Who wrote the point?
No, that was just
Pauline Hanson Drake was you?
Okay, mate, gave me that one.
I knew it! Because yeah. When that came out, when I said to Scott, someone's written in some gear and it's not me. And then, but let's hear, we can clearly hear at the end of the speech, some good Grant Danicki, what I expect from
here
you, mate.
Here we go.
But for the very last time, survey says, thank you so much for making this your top answer. I really appreciate it. God,
yes!
Everybody.
Good on you,
mate.
Thank you
so much. That's what we know.
Good on you, mate.
Oh,
it was so heavy. I had to get out something light.
Yeah. Now, go and find the bloody thing because you've lost it at a Sydney
hotel. Where is it right now?
Hey, it's at a hotel in Sydney.
1010-60, if you've seen Grand Genius Gold Luggy.
I'm being reunited very shortly. I've just come back in from holidays and I'm waiting to jump into its loving embrace. Thank you so much for your support, guys, and for everybody who voted. It was a really incredible, very, very touching moment, and I can't thank you enough, particularly you two beautiful humans.
Good on you, mate.
Congrats, mate.
Good on you, mate.
Good job. So you remember before we left for our holiday, I did get to finally announce that my daughter has been cast in the lead of the school musical.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yesterday I picked her up from rehearsals an hour early so I could have a look. Oh. And the drama teacher came up to me and he said, would you be able to come to next week's rehearsal and take notes?
Oh, God.
And deliver them to the cast.
Oh, my God.
And Marcella was standing there going, why are you asking? Why are you inviting her to come? And so I said, yes, Nick, I can. So I will now be attending the next full tech run in which I will be delivering more notes. I'll wear a beret and a fancy velvet jacket.
Of course.
And I'll just be letting them know where they can improve.
Oof. And what kind of, like, critique? Are you going to give it evenly across the girls or are you going to preference one child?
Straight on my cello, obviously. And obviously I'll be showing them how to sing the bits when they stuff it up. You know, just, not here, here. Like, I'll really be showing them the notes. And I'm not afraid to yell out, as the performance is happening too. I want you to know that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to wait for after because I want them to be in the moment, Grant.
Yeah.
Look
live
forward to
feedback.
That.
Live feedback.
I'll let you know how my notes giving session goes, guys, but I'm right in that production now. She tried to block me. She tried. And then the teacher went rogue. Oh, he said he'd been sending me emails to Amelia, Amelia dot, and some terrible spelling of Russiano. I said, Marcella, did you give him my wrong email?
Oh, clever.
Sabotage. Fine. Well, I don't know how lucky they are to have you in the room.
Oh, mate, seasoned professional. Do you know how many musicals I've done? Zero. Oh.
They're going to do 10 years of growing in one week.
100%. There you go. Learn 5 new swear words. It's going to be great.
One simple subscription and you get back-to-back podcasts from Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. One simple change can make every day epic. And with new Optus prepaid plans, every recharge is epic.